Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I have concepts of a plan.
Here's a wild story. I saw this while perusing one of my favorite websites, studyfinds.org.
Love a good study finds.
I'm not sure why it's on study finds, but it is.
Sure.
That's where I saw this. I didn't see it anywhere else.
You wouldn't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, because it's not a study, but whatever.
Just rampant speculation. This show is, that's what this is all about.
A tsunami taller than the Tower of Pisa.
I have no idea how tall that is, but okay.
A fjord transformed into nature's bathtub and the entire earth vibrating like a tuning fork for over a week.
Okay. Talk to me, Goose. What do we got?
That might sound like the plot of a disaster movie, but it's the reality of an extraordinary event that unfolded in Greenland this time last year, leaving scientists scrambling for explanations.
Interesting. I kind of want to check out Greenland. I've done Iceland, and I kind of want to hop over and see what Greenland has about, but apparently I don't.
On September 16th, 2023, a colossal mountain peak in the pristine wilderness of East Greenland crumbled into a remote fjord, unleashing a tremendous chain of events. And this wasn't just any landslide. It was a climate change-induced catastrophe that shook the Earth for an astonishing 9 days.
Whatever, climate change is a bunch of liberal BS, Rob. It's you trying to push your agenda on me.
Seismologists around the world detected an unusual signal rippling through the Earth's crust. Unlike the typical rumbles and pings of earthquakes, this vibration sang a monotonous hum at a single frequency.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here.
It persisted for days, traveling from the Arctic to Antarctica, leaving experts scratching their heads. They dubbed it an unidentified seismic object, USO. And you say, see it right there. There is no video of it.
Well, no, I see the...
is terrible.
I see the fjord.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that if for those wanting... quickly going to Google to see what this looked like, there is no video of it. Nobody saw it. There was no recording of it.
You just see where there was once a fjord and now no fjord.
High above Dixon's Fjord.
It's no longer, though. It's just Dixon's, like, you can't have a fjord when it's filled in.
The mountain peak had been slowly destabilizing as climate change caused the glacier at its basin to thin. The rocky face lost its support. 25 million cubic meters of rock and ice, enough to fill 10,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools, came crashing down into the fjord.
Yeah, you can see the before and you can see the after, and there's just...
nothing.
There's a big hunk of mountain that isn't there anymore.
Yeah. The impact, described in the Journal of Science, was cataclysmic. A wall of water shot 656 feet into the air.
Holy balls.
Nearly as tall as the Golden Gate Bridge, a tsunami wave up to about 360 feet surged across the fjord, gradually settling into a rhythmic sloshing motion known as Psyche.
It's like when you see, like, those disaster, like, AI, you know, like, hey, this is what it would look like when the big one hits, and you just see a 300-foot wall of water coming to the Oregon coast. Imagine you're just there in Greenland doing some cool Greenland hiking or whatever, and then you just look up and you're like, well, I'm effed. That's, thanks, everybody. You just kind of take a bow and wait for that thing to hit you.
What makes this event truly remarkable is how long this sloshing persisted. It maintained a nearly constant frequency gradually decreasing in amplitude over 9 days. This means that the water in the fjord was oscillating back and forth, completing one full cycle about every 92 seconds for 9 days.
Jeez. And we still have no idea what happened here. Just a mountain fell.
Well, yeah. They said that it was climate change.
I don't even know, but...
Because the glacier at its basin was thinner, and so it was melting. And therefore, the base crumbled. The base allowed the top to crumble. Hmm. The rocky face lost its support base, what it said there, Jason.
Well, I thought you were saying at the beginning that they didn't know why this happened.
They know why it happens. Why it happened. They just don't. Nobody saw it, and they didn't at the time have any idea what that was. They were just seeing it on the site. It was registering on the
seismograph.
And they're like, hey, what's this?
Well, I'm guessing
come take a look at this.
I'm guessing having a mountain fall is probably a fairly significant thing. So note to self, don't go to Greenland. They've got collapsing mountains.
But I'm sorry. I want video of this.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Well, it doesn't exist. But I'm just saying, like, if there were, I would be fascinated to see this video.
Unfortunately, I'm guessing that there's not a lot of cameras set up around remote places in Greenland. You know, it goes to show, or I guess it's a good thing that there are still some things out there that aren't being filmed. Wouldn't that be something if there was just, like, every fjord in Greenland had a camera on it? You know, like, oh, check it out. Maybe the CIA is spying on Greenland and they have some sort of thermal image of this. But yes, I too would like to see a mountain collapse into a fjord. I think that'd be pretty crazy. But it is weird that is on studyfinds.org and is clearly not a study.
Yeah, they have a camera on a fjord and all of a sudden there's O.J. Simpson running around out there.
What? Well, imagine if a big hunk of Mount Hood just fell. Like, it just was gone one day. No eruption or anything. It just kind of bloop, gone. Because that's what it looks like in the side by side photos of it. Just the big top of the mountain's gone. The Earth is a fascinating place.
Apparently, there was a research base down there, and it did destroy it. But luckily, no one was there.
Oh,
and that's where I thought maybe there'd be cameras. But cameras. It's all destroyed.
If there were, you know, I'm guessing that those cameras are long gone.
They could have put the recordings in the cloud. You know, maybe.
Can you dig a mountain out to get recordings of that?
They're also saying tourist cruise ships sometimes frequent the areas, these waters, but there were none there. Mm.
Again, that'd be kind of a cool thing.
They'd all be dead, but
maybe
we'd have
probably capsize that whole damn cruise ship.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I was like, how sweet would that be? You're on a cruise ship, and then you get to see that, but also not cool if you get hit with the 600-foot wall of water.
But if I told you that that's the way you were going to go, like you knew you were going to go.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of a cool way to go?
Is it?
Well, I mean, you got
to
go.
I mean, look, it's got some flair to it. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know.
I think the panic of being on a ship with thousands of people that's about to flip over does not sound great. Very Titanic-esque.
Well, I don't think the ship flipping over, I think, again, it's just the weight of the 600-foot wall of water. My guess is you just get crushed.
Yeah, maybe not.
I have always said that I, like, in a moment of that, like, whenever you see, like, the... you see the disaster movie or whatever, where just like the wall of water, fire, whatever is coming your way. I do kind of appreciate the person that just like kind of holds hands and is like, well, this is going down. I guess there's an inevitable, what would I say, the inevitable nature of it. Like, it's just,
yeah. You get to see it.
Yeah. I guess if that's the last thing, whatever the last thing you get to see, seeing an event like that, I'm with you. I'm guessing that there are probably a lot worse ways to go.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Maybe your final, what was the final word? Like OS, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you say in that. Like, it's been a good run.
It's a double rainbow.
Remember that guy?
Yeah. Well, like someone said here, like the band on the Titanic. Now, in some ways, I find that idiotic because there were lifeboats. Right. And I understand that not everyone could get on the lifeboats.
The band, like they were still sitting there playing.
They were still sitting there playing.
Yeah.
So to some extent, I'm like, dude, no, I'm getting on one of those lifeboats. I'm getting on one of those tables. I'm not going out like that because there does seem to be some sort of hope. If a ship was sinking, I wouldn't just accept the fact that, well, I'm going to die. It's not like there was a 600-foot wall of water coming at me.
You could ride a door.
Yeah. Right. Get kick that bitch off to the side a little bit and climb up on there, Rose. There's room for both of us. Like, I'm finding a way off that boat, or at least trying. Now, if you told me that there was no, like my options are exhausted, right? Like, there's no lifeboats, no nothing. Maybe there's electric cars and sharks in the water, as a stable genius once told me, that I'm dead either way, right? If that was happening, then yes, I think there is something noble and beautiful about playing, I don't know, Chopin or whatever, or you know, playing some sort of, do the wedding march, whatever you're playing, Cannonball and D or whatever. Like, just to play that as it goes down, yes, I find that beautiful. Like, that's your final moments, and instead of being a panicked a-hole running around and, I don't know, doing some last second prayer to someone that's not listening anyways, just play the violin as you go down. I think that's kind of badass. Like you said, we all have to go, and that guy or that band went out with some style. That's a tip of the cap. I think that's a kick-ass way to go.
You did say Cannonball and
whatever
D.
That is. what is the wedding march?
Cannon in D.
Cannon in D.
Yeah, not Cannon. Cannonball.
Cannonball!
But close.
I do knew that.
I liked that.
Maybe doing the Star Wars, you know, dun, 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 dun. I don't know. Play something cool.
It would just be so amazing to see right before it crushed you.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I think about it. Who was the bro on Mount St. Helens that refused to go?
Yeah.
Right?
Is that Harry Truman.
Same sort of thing, right? He's just...
He probably saw some cool stuff right before he died.
That guy just sat there and was like, holy F.
But I'm not... Is that a different death, though? Like, are you... That might be a little more, like, there's a chance he gets buried alive right there. Whereas with the one we're talking about, you're done in 10 different ways.
Well, I mean,
am I wrong?
I bet this guy died faster.
We think.
The Truman died faster than this.
You think so?
Yeah.
How so?
The amount of force and everything coming down that mountain, dude, that crushed you like a bug. That is an insect hitting a windshield at 120.
Well, I mean, this is a 650-foot wall of water.
Yeah, that's a volcanic explosion. Like, there's no.
They're both.
Yeah, either way, like you're done.
But so, I just thought maybe, you know, he's in his house, he gets buried, and then he's just in there. He's like, hey,
I'm in here.
Hey, yeah.
If I had to choose, I think I would take the volcano.
Because that would suck. Oh, you would?
Yeah.
No, I'd do the.
You do the water?
Oh yeah. I just want to see it. Yeah. Because, well, I mean, that's just...
Like, the water is incredible, but I can only imagine what being, like, up underneath that, like, looking up at the...
Yeah.
One had a mountain falling, the other had a mountain exploding, then falling. I'm taking the explosion.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.